about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, do we have a busy day. I don't even know where to start. A lot of questions about Ariel Castro, the hanging. How do you die from hanging? I always get nervous when some of you ask me how to hang oneself, because I understand that kids can, you know, go on the internet now and learn how to do things to themselves, and so I don't want to teach y'all how to do it. But for those of you kind of curious as to how that, what the mechanics are, of course, we'll review it. It's extremely important for us to know. I'm kind of shocked that, something like that could happen. You would think that, from what I understood, he was on suicide watch when he first got arrested, unless maybe after the hearing he wasn't on suicide watch anymore. But we're going to definitely talk about that. We're also going to talk about how many, many of you have no idea that you're walking around with high blood pressure. And let me just kind of give you guys a little talking to, because if you're running around with high blood pressure and you don't know it, many of you finally figure it out once you start going blind, once you start having kidney issues, and that's just way too late. And I want to make sure I'm doing my job, making sure you guys are getting checked. Looks like a lot of you have tattoos. I love ink. I think it's gorgeous. I think some of the tattoos these days is, it's art. It's amazing. And I know we're not supposed to call it body art, because, you know, guys, you call it body art, it sounds more feminine. You know, guys call it ink. I got that. But many of you aren't getting jobs because of it. Are you really being discriminated against because of your tats? So we need to talk about that. And then many of you want a poly pill, where you would rather fight your high blood pressure, your heart attack, your stroke by one big poly pill, right? Like Pollyanna, poly pill. So I like saying that poly. You know why I like saying poly pill? Because I don't have a lisp when I say poly pill. I don't have a stutter. I can say poly pill without having any problem on air. So we'll talk about the poly pill. Then I know everybody's having a poo-poo fit over John McCain playing his poker game during the Senate hearing. All right. Now, you know what? I actually do have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. No matter how boring these Senate hearings are, we're paying them to do a job. So, yeah, I do have a... I know I voted for him. But still, I mean, no. We need to really put down the games. But it just kind of shows you what happens. Okay? I mean, congressmen and senators, I mean, they're people. All right? And they're doing people stuff. These guys aren't gods. They're going to get bored, and they're going to play on their iPhone or their Droid or whatever. Now, if he was listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I wouldn't have a beef with it. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know many of you listen to my show not live. I'm live 9 to noon every day, Monday through Friday, with the exception of either being sick, having a bad period, high holidays, whatever. Usually I'm on. However, many of you will listen to a show replay, and we get many of your questions. I try to answer all of them, but this one is a cute one, so I want to play this question because I think it'll answer a lot of your guys' questions. So let's roll this one at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia, it's Timmy Darlene. You know, we've called your show before. We rock, you said. We always listen to your show every night.
Yeah, you do rock.
You really help us out. But Darlene, right now, is suffering from pooping green. So what could that be? Let us know what could be the green poo-poo.
Isn't that cute? Green poo-poo. Green poo-poo, I think, has happened to all of us at one point in our lives. Do you guys remember the first time your poop turned green? Didn't that freak you out? The very first time my poop turned green, I live in Las Vegas, and so we have Smith's, we have Vons, and we have Albertsons. And Albertsons would make a Cookie Monster cake. And one of my favorite characters from Sesame Street is Cookie Monster. So I bought my own birthday cake, right? Because, you know, my family won't buy the birthday cake. So I bought my own birthday cake for the family, and it was a Cookie Monster cake. For 3 days after that, I pooped green because of the blue food coloring. So the first thing I always recommend whenever you have green poops is to take a look at the type of food you're eating, okay? You know, like if there's spinach in your diet, broccoli, blue food coloring, blue jello. Now, but the problem is you got to think back a couple days even, because remember, the transit time could be a few days in your bowels. Now, where we start getting nervous is if you've been on the exact same diet and there wasn't any new jello or popsicles or green vegetables, then we, you know, look at, okay, well, what about any new vitamins? Sometimes your vitamins that contain chlorophyll could maybe do that. You know, some of you have green vitamins. That's always a concern. And then I start thinking, well, what about bile? Now, bile is made in your liver to help digest fats. If you have digestive issues, whether it's Crohn's or a colitis or a celiac or irritable bowel, etc., the bile may actually seep through, not be used to its entirety because of the speed and the transit time, and the yellow and the brown may mix with some of the food, maybe give it more of a yellowish green color. So I kind of get concerned about that. Also, certain infections could make your poop kind of greenish. We've heard of salmonella, etc. When we talk about medications, remember we talked about how some medications like Pepto-Bismol could make your stool black. Maybe there's some antibiotics that can make it green. I can't think of any at the top of my head, because some of the antibiotics will turn your stool black as opposed to green. But sometimes the black looks dark green depending on the lighting in your toilet. The problem is if you have green stool but you're not very good with colors or you're colorblind, I want to make sure you're not misinterpreting blood in the stool. And so I always recommend whenever your stool changes color, get it checked out. Get it checked out for blood, fat, make sure there's no infection, make sure you didn't get any food poisoning. And, of course, stress could do it too. But that's a great question. Thank you guys for listening. They're my nighttime listeners on KDWN in Las Vegas. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Monty calling from New Mexico. Hey, Monty, what's going on?
Good morning. I just get you for an hour a day on XM over here. And yesterday you was talking about those boots that made you sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife and I, for the last couple of months, have had a lot of trouble with our bottom of our feet swelling, and they're real sore. And she was thinking maybe it's the socks we've been wearing, or maybe it's the laundry soap or something.
That's interesting, and it's both of you, huh?
Right. But she bleaches the shower all the time, and we don't wear the same shoes.
Any new carpet cleaning or carpet cleaner?
No. We had thought about that, but she really hasn't cleaned the carpet. I mean, other than vacuum it.
Yeah, we don't either. I mean, we should clean the carpet a lot better than we do. We vacuum it, and that's it. Are you guys on any blood pressure medicine?
I am.
What kind?
I've been taking this. I'm not sure what the name is, but I've been on it for about 3 years.
Right.
I haven't had any problems with it.
There's one kind that does cause foot swelling and ankle swelling. It's called Norvasc or amlodipine. It's also in the form of Lotrel. There's also the Cardizem, Tyzak, the calcium channel blockers. Those could caused some foot swelling. I mean, it could be an allergy. Maybe there's something you guys are allergic to. That what happened with me, it's happened to me before where I wear a certain heels, okay, for an extended period of time, and then all of a sudden, like a domino effect, all my muscles start to ache. And I'm down for the count for about 24, 48 hours, and then everything goes away and I feel fine. And so I just kind of attribute it to my fibromyalgia. But if you guys have chronically, both of you, have this foot swell and it just stays in the feet, that could be either something you're putting into your bodies, either medicinal or supplement-wise, or it could be an allergen you guys are both exposed to. And it doesn't even have to be a contact allergen that your feet touch. It could be something around the house, a mold, something. And then, of course, it could be a circulation issue. If luck of the draw, you guys have the same type of circulation issues. So, I don't know. Get it checked out because that's frustrating. Having bad feet, that does not make your day any easier. That's kind of rough.
But it's, we live in a desert. Nothing's wet around here.
Well, but you could still have mold. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is drier than dry. I mean, probably not as dry as New Mexico can get, but still, people have mold in the house. You could definitely have mold even in dry climates. We have mold issue, not in my particular house, but in our city, there's houses that have mold. We just heard of a house that was supposed to be going through some sort of a sale, and it fell out of escrow because the house had mold. And you're like, this is Las Vegas, for crying out loud. So it's very easy to do an allergen panel. And your doctor could check for allergies. And in that allergy panel, they could do molds.
It's an allergy panel?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have her check into that.
All right, Monty, keep me posted. Great question. Thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. All right, moving on to news here. Cleveland kidnapper Ariel Castro had been found hanging in his cell from an apparent suicide. They believe last evening he had, taken a sheet and had strangled himself. Well, not strangled himself, hung himself. There's a difference. With the sheet. Now, I thought he was supposed to be in protective custody. He was supposed to be isolated from other inmates, and I thought he was on suicide watch. But I guess from what we found, according to the department, they said he wasn't on suicide watch. So these checks are every 30 minutes. Now, people in jail are pretty smart. I mean, 30 minutes is a long time to do something if you needed to do something. So my guess is they, you know, after being there, I don't know how many days he's been there, he's been able to figure out when those 30 minutes start. Now, for those of you who remember, he was sentenced to life in prison plus 1,000 years on August 1 for kidnapping and sexually assaulting Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, and Gina De Jesus. You know, many of you, of course, on social media, said this should have happened sooner. Some of us, feel that, you know, he took the easy way out. He should have suffered in jail. Okay. What's kind of interesting about this story is, I guess years ago, back in 2004, he had written a letter and there were some suicidal tendencies in that. Now, we don't have the statistics because this is very important for you or I who have friends and family that have ever talked about suicide. Okay? You know, people talk about suicide, we blow it off until somebody commits suicide. And then you go back on, well, he was suicidal. Look at how he was talking about it. I mean, many of us have had a friend or a family member or somebody that had committed suicide, and you go back and you see all the signs, and you're like, oh, I was such an idiot, I should have seen the signs. But they really weren't that apparent. And, you know, then you look at your regular everyday friends, and people go, oh my gosh, it was so embarrassing, I could just die. You know, and you blow that off because people say those kinds of things all the time. Well, apparently, you know, he did have some suicidal tendencies from what we understand back in 2004, never attempted. But I would love some statistics on what are certain things people say, whether it could be your kid, your grandkid, your brother, sister, your parent, that and what is the incidence of that actually going to fruition? Okay, I mean, many people think of suicide at one point in their life, and it's actually a natural thought, believe it or not. Okay, we don't want anybody suicidal. We don't want anybody thinking about suicide. But the human brain is designed to think of all options. And so when somebody is assessing a horrible situation that they're in, many times, very logically, a thought comes up, all right, including ending their life. The healthy person blows that out of the water and says, oh, hell no, I'm not even going to go there, and then moves on with their thought process. But average, normal, healthy people, that thought will come into their mind. And then they have a choice of what to do with that thought. Okay? And like I said, a healthy person knocks it out of the ballpark, says, oh, no way, I'm not even going there. But because of our mode of thinking, animals can't do that. Okay? Animals can't, you know, my cat always threatens on Facebook that he wants to kill himself because he can't stand what I feed him, and he can't stand living with me or my singing in the shower. But my cat can't do that. My cat can't. If he decides to jump out the two-story window, he'll just land on his legs like he always does. But humans can. Humans have that capability. So I would love to know the incidents, and I don't think they've ever studied this, on how many people either put something in writing or say a certain phrase, and then what is the incidence of that actually going forth? And the reason why we don't have numbers like that is because things are always said in passing, things are said in jest, that it's almost impossible to actually quantitate and be able to study. My friend who had committed suicide, when you look back, you could definitely see the signs, but I didn't then. We had worked at the EPA together. He was going to be a roommate of mine. We never dated. He was going to be a roommate of mine because I was going to be in between roommates between my fourth year of college and medical school. And so we met for happy hour at, it was called, I think, Moose McGillicuddy's at the time. Across from UNLV. And, we met up with some friends, and he's like, you know, gosh, life is really dark, isn't it? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, are you saying that because you got to move in with me? You know, and again, we're just roommates, right? You know, and I don't know, we were talking, and, you know, okay, so then, you know, a few days later, his roommate finds him, because he hadn't moved in with me yet. His roommate had found him. He had built himself a tent in his room, I guess, and breathed in. He made himself like a bong mixture of cyanide and I think hydrochloric acid. I don't remember. And I had been probably the last person he spoke to. I had called him about, you know, if he had a VCR because I wanted to take Melrose Place, and my roommate who was leaving for New Zealand was going to take the VCR. He's like, yeah, I have the VCR. No big deal. That's great. And I go, okay, great. I'll talk to you in a couple days. And I never heard from him. His roommate, you know, started to smell something really bad coming from the room. And it turned out it was him that was lying there for a few days because he hadn't shown up to work and et cetera. So you go back and you start thinking of the signs, you know, oh my gosh. And I just remember him talking about life being dark. That was about it. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Ariel Castro, what the hanging does to you, and get to your calls. I see you guys on the line. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Dave on the line calling from Washington. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hi, good. Hey, I'm calling about the Ariel Castro suicide.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
MSNBC is... MSNBC is actually reporting that he was on suicide watch, but the problem was there was a new guard on duty, and he thought that suicide watch meant that he was supposed to watch him commit suicide.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's, I don't know, that's on MSNBC, you know. It's
Man, you gotta quit watching MSNBC. No, it's weird. I know. I was just reading out of one report that, I thought he was always supposed to be on suicide watch. And then on this one report I read, they said he wasn't currently on suicide watch, according to one of the department spokespeople. So, either way, it's a cluster because obviously somebody's probably getting fired for this one.
I would think so. Anyway, I just heard that on there. So.
All right. No, I appreciate you calling, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up. All right. So, when you look at hanging, all right, there's actually a few ways you could die. Okay. Now, many people believe that hanging is supposed to be one of the more painless ways to kill yourself. The problem is if it's done wrong, it could be bad. It could be really bad. Okay? I mean, depending on the drop and how much of the drop, you could either decapitate yourself, or if the drop is too short, you could then just be strangulating yourself. I mean, you'll see movies where they'll make jokes of people trying to hang themselves, and then they'll sit there, and they're still alive, and they're kicking, and they're like, oh, I screwed this up, and then somebody comes and helps them and says, you're such an idiot. But the hanging that is the most successful is the one that ends up causing the quote-unquote hangman's fracture, or a fracture of the cervical spine. And with that cervical spine fracture, a variety of things can happen. Okay? Of course, you could have a severing of the nerves, which usually would happen in a properly hanging situation. And the severing of the nerves, and the nerves that innervate everything, I mean, could most emphatically also hurt the brainstem. And with the loss of brainstem function, the people eventually die. Now, you don't always die instantaneously. A variety of things can happen during a hanging. Okay, so if we're talking about the non-strangulation type, if you have brainstem damage, or you have brainstem swelling, or you have loss of blood pressure to the brain because of brainstem damage and severing of the cervical nerves, you could be unconscious for a while and then eventually die. So, forensic scientists and pathologists have still, I guess, yet to agree on what the average time of death is, because it really depends on the hanging maneuver and the, because, you know, there's supposed to be a certain certain specifications on how you build the apparatus and how it's supposed to be done and with the jerking, etc. But many of these people are still alive for a period of time, but they're usually unconscious. And that's why people believe that it's a less painful form. The strangulation occurs as well, sometimes simultaneously with the fracture or not. The strangulation happens because you have the cord obviously wrapped around the neck and the compression. Because remember, if they're unconscious, they can't move their head. So even if there is some room, because I mean, they don't strangulate them before they kick the stool out or have them jump, basically. It's still around them long enough for them to be aware. I mean, it's tight enough for it not to fall, for the head to fall out. But because of the compression against it, they're compressing their carotids and they're compressing their jugulars. So basically what happens, if you're compressing the carotids, you're not getting fresh oxygenated blood coming to. If you're compressing the jugular vein, which is supposed to empty the blood from the brain, it's one of the mechanisms, then, I won't go into the whole anatomy, but for simplicity, we'll just talk about the carotids and the jugulars for now. With the jugular veins, if those are compressed, you're not getting the removal of the venous blood. Now, that's still oxygenated blood in there. Okay, you know how we talked about with CPR, you don't always need to initiate the breaths. The American Heart Association is telling us and Red Cross to just do the compressions. For those of you that just can't handle doing the breaths and doing the mouth-to-mouth, keep compressing the heart, because there's still oxygen in the blood that can get to the patient's brain. And so there is still oxygenated blood, but now you're starting to have the swelling. Now you're having the edema. And the brain swelling also causes herniation. So basically there's so many insults happening to the brain and the brainstem, not to mention the severing of the cervical cords, that the mechanism of death could be a variety of things. But in essence, you become brain dead, heart stops. And that's what happens with the hanging. How he did it with the sheet and how he was able to get a 5-foot drop, I don't know. But usually that's kind of the standard. They have to, you know, drop about 5 feet. I mean, I think there's a bunk bed, but if he was in isolation, then he probably only had one bed. I don't know what they have in the rooms for him to tie it up to. I'm just wondering what the police department does to prevent hangings by sheets. Because I know you can't have belts. You're not supposed to have shoelaces. Nobody's allowed to play with slinkies. So what do you do with the sheets? That's You know, I mean, unless maybe what they have to do is in these beds. I don't know much. If any of you guys are correctional officers or in the police department, maybe. I mean, how do you prevent strangling with linens? I mean, are there certain types of, maybe they get a blanket and it's supposed to be a non-tear blanket. And it's one of those blankets where even if you, you know, try to bunch it up to try to hang yourself with, you can't because it's just too fluffy. I don't know. I don't know. If any of you guys know, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. While you guys are talking about that or looking it up for me, which would be nice, this was a very interesting story. They say Britain's King Richard III, who ruled England from 1483 to 1485, suffered from roundworms. Apparently, he suffered from an intestinal parasite infection. Now, can I just put this out there? God forbid anything happens to me. And maybe hundreds of years from now, people decide to exhume my body to study it. Can we ixnay on the communicable or infectious disease nay? Can we kind of ixnay on those subjects? Because I don't really want anybody talking about Dr. Dahlia hundreds of years from now going, there's a trepomona here consistent with syphilis. Okay, if somebody's dead, all right, yes, you could probably see some, you could probably see some remnants, okay, of some sort of spirochetes or amoebas or maybe with gonorrhea, some gonococci. But for the love of the Lord, let us rest in peace. Apparently, they think he had roundworms. There were eggs that entered the body, maybe through contaminated food or soil. The eggs then hatch. The body of the animal or the worm then lives in the body. Well, they found roundworm eggs in the soil taken from the king's pelvis where his intestines once were, but no eggs in his skull. So they think he might have had the roundworms in his intestines because the intestines are gone. Okay, so that was King Richard III. I'm sorry, King Richard. Just rest in peace. Roundworms, hey, you know what? Yeah, it happens to the best of us. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thank you.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. I do wonder what went wrong, because half of the people right now in the United States have absolutely no idea that they're walking around with high blood pressure. Okay, what's gone wrong? I mean, does anybody listen to my show? How do you guys not know what your blood pressure is? Okay, I know, I see you guys at Walmart, I see you guys at the drug stores, and there's that blood pressure cuff thing sitting there, and it's empty. You never see a line. You'll see a line for the bathroom. You'll always see a line maybe at the gas station, right? There'll be a line at the Big Gulps, right? Maybe there's a line at the cigarette counter, but I never see a line at the freebie blood pressure machine. Why not? Oh, because I don't want to know, Dr. Dahlia. Once you know, once you look at it, then your blood pressure is going to be high. Do you guys really believe in this head in the sand type of thing? See, I grew up with a family that thought just like that, okay? And no man in my family lived through his 60s. This head in the sand type of idea, and I understand it because it comes from old European thinking. I get that. I mean, it's a very new American type of thinking to be preventative and get your checks and go to the doctor, but that's not how our ancestors were. They were, if it ain't broke, you don't fix it. And I get that. I can respect that. Okay? But maybe just once in a while, take a little peek. Half of you have no flipping clue that your blood pressure could be high. What is wrong with you? Alright, so it's very easy to do. Yeah, and you notice how I said the freebie thing at Walmart? Because I know some of you are probably like, well, I don't have the money. Yeah, you have the money. You're at Walmart. If you're at Walmart, you can very easily stick your hand. It's free. It's a free check. Come on, people. Alright, so what is normal blood pressure? Normal blood pressure is supposed to be less than 120 over 80. I've told you guys that many times. I want you 120 over 70. Okay? And if you have any problems trying to remember that 120 over 70, just listen to my show, 120 over 70. I usually talk about it every 3 days. You're pre-hypertensive. If your top number, remember your top number is the pressure in the arteries when the heart beats. We call it your systolic pressure, kind of the beating pressure, whereas the bottom number is your diastolic number. That's the filling pressure or the pressure between the heartbeats, okay? The resting pressure. Prehypertension is between 120 and 139 top number or 80 and 89 bottom number. So basically, if you are 130 over 85, you're a prehypertensive. Yeah. I know a lot of you guys are like 130 over 85 and you're like, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Yes, it is a big thing, and lay off the chicken wings. Next, high blood pressure, stage 1. Is if you're between 140 and 159 top number or 90 and 99 bottom number. Now, this is from the American Heart Association, heart.org. It's all over the internet, okay? So if your blood pressure is about 145 over 95, you are a high blood pressure patient. Get your copay ready. No, but you know what I'm saying. High blood pressure patient. Now, you are a stage 2 high blood pressure patient. Okay, meaning you're starting to get really screwed if your systolic is over 160 and your diastolic is over 100. So if you walk into the doctor going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I have white coat hypertension, so my blood pressure 162 over 100 is nothing. No, you are a full-blown high blood pressure patient. It's medicine time, baby. And then, yeah, and honestly, I do like to, and I told you guys why I treat white coat hypertension or why I treat higher blood pressure. Okay? Because I don't think you're leaving the doctor's office is going to be the last of your stress for the rest of your life. I think many of you are going to have a bad dream eventually. Or you're going to have a fight with the wife. Or the mother-in-law is going to visit. And that is a hell of a lot worse than saying a hi and a heidi ho to your doctor. Alright? If a white coat makes your blood pressure rise, then my guess is a G-string does too. You got high blood pressure. Then, hypertensive crisis. Now, we have hypertensive urgency and hypertensive emergency, which during my ER doc days, I would treat accordingly. But basically, if your blood pressure is 180 over 110, don't even screw around with waiting to see your doctor in a couple weeks. You go to the ER and you get that blood pressure lowered. Dr. Dahlia, you're the reason why we have Obamacare, making everybody go to the hospital for blood pressure. Really, Dr. Dahlia? Fine, sue me. But you're in stroke range when we're talking 180 over 110. Now, what I suggest many of you do is if you're too embarrassed to go into a drugstore or something, someplace that has those blood pressure cuffs and you don't want to go to the doctor, then go and spend $25 on a blood pressure cuff that you could get at the drugstore and you could take to the privacy of your home. We're not talking about a stool sample, for crying out loud, but if you want to have the privacy in your own home of taking your blood pressure, you do it. You buy the cuff. Some of them are automated, so all you have to do is push a button. Now, I mean, I don't mean to be condescending, but this is kind of ridiculous. I am sick and tired of having people come to me who have never seen a doctor, yet they went in for LASIK, and the doctor decided, you know, the eye doctor, of course, very thorough, does an ophthalmic exam and says, you have hypertensive retinopathy. You got bleeding in the back of your retina. Go and see a doctor, and they go, hi, my name is Joe. I haven't been to a doctor in 25 years. And you're like, hi, Joe. And then you're like, well, what's wrong with you? And they go, I don't know. I guess I have high blood pressure. And I take a look at his blood pressure, and he's like 190 over 120. Okay? I mean, it's easy to do. I mean, there's pills. It's easy to do. Now, we're going to be talking about this poly pill. Looks like people want everything easy. Our new ADD society, we're all becoming more ADD, where we want it now, we want it quick. And so scientists are working on a poly pill. We're going to be talking about that in the next hour, where you could get your blood pressure medicine, you could get your statin, you could get your aspirin, all in one fell swoop. Alright, I'll probably need maybe some sort of estrogen and maybe, I don't know, a hemorrhoid suppository, something like that. Alright, I'll buy the poly pill, fine by me. Alright, it'll be cheaper, it'll be easier to take, so we're gonna talk about this. But before we finish this first hour, a lot of hoopla over, John McCain playing, video poker during a Senate hearing. Okay. I mean, on one end, I didn't care because he's been all over the news and in all these meetings with President Obama. I mean, this has to wear on you, right, at some point. But then on the flip side, this is where our taxpaying dollars are going. All right. I would not be able to probably last one day in my practice if my patients thought I was sitting there playing video poker when they were sitting there waiting in a room. You know, many of you have asked, why aren't I Facebooking, all right, as much as I used to? Well, one is I don't have time, and two is I'm busy seeing patients. Can you imagine me Facebooking while I have patients sitting back there in pain, et cetera? So, no, I think it's ridiculous. I don't think our legislators who were, you know, paying, and whether he's Republican or Democrat, I'm going to still have the same sort of criticism. You pay attention and you do all your video games and stuff. I mean, you can play your video game in the bathroom. Right? I mean, it is. To me, it's kind of an embarrassment. I mean, already we look like an embarrassment to many other countries. Okay, I guess there was talk that all this red line we gave Syria, now maybe we're going to wait 60 days and we're going back and forth. I mean, we don't really look like the toughest people right now. And then to throw fuel to the fire that we're sitting there playing video games while we're supposed to be paying attention doesn't look good. But I am still a fan of John McCain. I voted for him. He is a war hero, so I still love the man. But no. Not on our tax dollars. No video games, John. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.